Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 104. And let me read the foundational scripture for our study of the finished work of Christ. It's in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. For if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say, you have not believed in vain. That is why you keep tracking and listening and following and hearing about the finished work of Christ. "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So that's what we're doing, the first of all of the gospel, how that Christ died. We're looking at the physical event before we go into what happened behind the scenes, that which the eye could not visibly see, but they happened in the spirit. And how would we know if we go to the word? The word is so clear in Isaiah, in Psalms, in the Messianic scriptures. We will see that everything that Christ is going to suffer and is going to go through was prophesied before his birth. Oh, hallelujah. So we are at the point where Jesus now gave up the ghost. And today is a very special day also. So I want you to celebrate with me by God's grace. Today I am celebrating 25 years in marriage. Hey, it's amazing. I'm just pinching myself because just a few years ago I got married. I'm surprised and amazed that already 25 years is gone by. It is only God who could do this. And I pray for everyone who is hearing me, listening to me, especially those who have certain situations and circumstances that are telling you that it's not possible, that your marriage is on the rocks, that that whatever that you have to do, you ought to do, the things that you have ahead of you, that they are impossible, that something is happening and telling you that you are a failure. I want to tell you that by the finished work of Christ, because of what Jesus has done for us, and we'll see that through his death, this is what happened for you, and through his resurrection, this is what has happened. Listen, the death of Christ is not the same as the resurrection. There are clear differences, and all these things will come forth as we go through the finished work of Christ. So I don't want you to be discouraged in today. I want to encourage you that look at what God has done for me. 25 years in marriage, I didn't know I'll be here. I didn't know that I'll become I'll be in the bishopric role. I didn't know the husband will be a bishop of a nation, for nations. I had no idea that all these things were on my plate and my destiny, what God had for me. But I thank God that we are new creatures in Christ. By what Christ has done, you are a new creature. And it doesn't matter whatever that you have on your plate right now, whatever is staring you in the face, it doesn't matter at all. What matters is what Christ has done. Focus on Christ, what he has done, what he has accomplished for you. And in the previous episode, we read in Luke 23:46, and we realized that Jesus yielded, gave up the ghost, and I encouraged you that he gave up so that you won't give up. He gave up, he yielded to the enemy so that you'll be free. In fact, you will become the master. Listen, you will become the master of the enemy. So whatever it is that you have right now on your plate, whatever is happening in your life, in your husband's life, in your children's life, whatever the doctor's report, whatever they have said, whatever the predictions of men, oh, they don't have the final answer. You have it. And where is it? It's in your mouth. you can speak and say, Lord, by the finished work of Christ, I declare that this is not what my life is meant to be. This I do not. I don't see cancer. I don't see diabetes. I don't see failure. I don't see. No, I am too advantaged to fail. I am too advantaged to be down there. What Christ has done was for me. He was my substitute. Oh, hallelujah. And I declare over you, that listen, you enjoy your day, you will enjoy your yes, you will live in peace, in harmony, your marriage will be beautiful. I declare over you that everything God has done for you through the finished work of Christ is going to manifest in your physical life, in your physical body, in the mighty name of Jesus. So celebrate with me. Today is my 25th wedding anniversary. As I've said, celebrate with me. Some of people have already shared and things and sent me messages on Facebook, Prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata. So you can also send it there or send it here on Podbean, wherever. But celebrate with me. And I know that some of you just say a prayer for me today, just especially for me today and for my husband. Thank you so much. You are so blessed. Keep listening.